Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, Exxaro shares were up almost 5% yesterday, a further 4.3% today, and that's not surprising after it announced record coal production, really capitalizing on favorable conditions in both the domestic and international coal markets, and it continues to deliver against most of its strategic objectives that it's set itself. I'm joined now by CFO Riaan Koppeschaar. Evening, Riaan. You're awarded shareholders with a final cash dividend of 555 cents, so that takes your total divvy to 1,085 cents, a 55% hike year on year. How would you characterize your performance?
Good evening. No, I think the performance was very good. I think a couple of years ago we announced a very ambitious project pipeline to ultimately increase our production to 60 million tons. Many of those projects are now starting to kick in and delivering earnings. So I think on the strategy that we embarked upon a couple of years ago, the fruits are now starting to bear. So we're very pleased about the performance.
Now, Riaan, obviously the world still needs and requires coal for power stations all over the world. We certainly do in South Africa, but there's little doubt that the global industry appears to be powering down. And the key question is how we're going to navigate the economic and financial risks in the last years of coal power. How are you approaching the structural market change as Exxaro?
Yeah. So if you look in the developing nations, I think coal is still the preferred power source. If you look at analysis and market research, at the moment there's actually 1,600 coal-fired power stations under construction globally. So all of those power stations will ultimately require a coal. So I think, you know, coal is still here for a long way to come. It's as a percentage of the power mix, I think it will decrease, but definitely still coal will still be around for a long time.
Riaan, I was hoping to have, speaking of time, much more time with you, but we've had to squeeze in all sorts of breaking news stories today. So my apologies for that, and congrats on a good set of numbers. That was Exxaro CFO Riaan Koppeschaar.